got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the award-winning podcast, A Few Screws Loose, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Now, full transparency, I believe I said it in a previous episode. I really don't fucking feel like podcasting because I don't have much to say anymore. I think, a lot of the topics of conversation have been about the coronavirus, about quarantine, you know, life during quarantine and things of that. And I don't want to beat a dead horse because I've even, you know, talked about it myself. So I kind of want to steer the conversation away from that. Because let's face it, we're all struggling. We're all going through the same things. Shout out to all the essential workers out there. I hope y'all stay safe. And I mean, we're all going through it. So my experience is probably not much different than anybody else's. So anyway, I guess one of the things that came to mind, I was sitting down kind of analyzing myself, a lot more time on my hands now to think, which is not a good thing for me. I wanted to, I guess, talk about some of my coping mechanisms. It's no secret that I do have an anxiety disorder diagnosed. It's sad that sometimes you have to throw that word in there. You got to throw in diagnosed because of all the new mental illness, mental health buzzwords that people like to use. I do take medication. But when I don't have any medication, which is often the case when I'm going through stressful times, such as now, I tend to take it more frequently and run out. So some of my coping mechanisms, I guess let's start with exercise. And for those of you who are longtime listeners or for those of you who follow me on social media, you'll see that I was in my groove as far as exercise and hitting the gym, working out. And once the gym closed down, I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do now? OK, I'll take it outside. So I started going to parks and stuff, trying to jog and do workouts, calisthenics and stuff like that at parks. Then the parks just started getting overcrowded. So they ended up closing the parks down in the area. Then I kind of ended up stuck doing these home workouts where it's just not the same. It's really not the same. I don't have the motivation. I don't have the energy or even the work ethic for these home workouts. They feel more like chores to me than actually working out. It's more or less like, okay, let me go ahead and do this now. So I tried to switch it up. I tried to do other people's workouts. Shout to Flaw 700 from the Podcast Brothers. For about a week, I want to say I did his workouts for the most part with some variations here and there. Just to kind of mix it up, try to keep it interesting. And that still only did so much for me. And it's just not the same. But needless to say, exercise, that has been my entire life, my number one coping mechanism. I always feel great after really high intensity workouts and things like that. So like a sense of euphoria, a sense of acceptance. I accept everything that's going on. I understand that there's not a lot I can do about certain things. And then the things that are in my control, I'm able to think them through a little more after some hard exercise. So that's my number one coping mechanism, which kind of has been taken away from me for the time being. Because like I said, it's not the same home workouts. Anybody who works out knows that home workouts are not the same as going to the gym. It's kind of like the environment. You need the environment. I need other people around me because they motivate me. And it's not even in a competition type of way. It's more or less seeing other people going hard, They're coming in there. They're not in there to fuck around. They're not in there to half-ass anything. If you come to the gym, you come to work out. So to be able to look at everyone else and look around and see what other people are doing and say, yo, I can't do a half-ass workout while everybody else is in here going hard. They're in here. They came to workout. So it's just environment. Technique number two for me is pacing. Often when I'm not able to go to a gym or go work out, I get up and I pace. And I'm sure I look crazy as fuck to a lot of people who don't necessarily know me. I just be pacing back and forth, even in my office. Sometimes I'll just be walking back and forth, or I'll go outside and I'll just walk down, walk back in the parking lot, walk down, walk back. And that helps. And I think it falls under the same umbrella as exercise, which is I just need to be moving. So that helps a lot. That helps a lot for me. Now, things outside of that, staying busy, doing little projects and stuff like home improvement things, that helps a lot. Another thing that helps a lot for me, particularly because I have a yard, I'm able to go out and do yard work. And this all falls under exercise for the most part. Same kind of result. Go out gardening, pull the weeds up, cut the grass and things like that. Another thing I find myself doing is trying to learn new stuff or pick up new information. Like I'll jump on YouTube and I watch some random ass videos of things that I probably will never need to know, like how a hydraulic pump works and like the technical aspects of it and things like that. Like, doesn't make any sense, but I think since I'm so focused on just whatever random information is being presented to me, I'm not thinking about, you know, what's going on around me or even in my head. I'm just so focused on. So, and it has to be interesting. I like mechanical shit. That's why I said a hydraulic pump. But that watching YouTube videos, things like that, or even watching old boxing. I'm a huge boxing fan. Like watching old fights, that helps a lot too. And I guess, you know, things like that. And sometimes what I'll do, again, in my office, especially, is I'll start shadow boxing. I'll get up and I'll start throwing punches, jabs, crosses, hooks, uppercuts. And again, it probably looks fucking insane to people who don't know me, but luckily I've been working with the same crew long enough that they're like, oh, this is normal. This is normal for him. He's just working it out. But one of the things I don't do is I don't talk to people. I don't talk to people about my problems. I don't talk to people about why I'm anxious. I don't talk things through. I very seldom talk things through. Even here on the podcast, when P was a major part of the show, we still didn't talk things through as far as where we were mentally, some of the problems we were having currently at the time. We just never really talked them through. I mean, we talk about our experiences, which is one thing. Those are things, you know, in the past that we have overcome or gotten past for the most part. But yeah, never really sat down and talked through my problems. In kind of in a therapy sense, is, you know, you would sit down and talk to a therapist, get some input. I don't get input on my problems because I feel as if no one understands my problems. And I know that's not true, but that's just how I feel. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out here that feel that way, that nobody understands what I'm going through because I'm unique. My situation is unique. And people, like, there's nothing new under the sun. Everyone's gone through, not everyone, but people have gone through what you're going through. There's somebody that's gone through it, or something that's so similar that, you know, there's a lot of parallels that can be drawn. So I need to get better at that. I need to get better at expressing how I feel, why I think I feel this way, at least, or what triggered it, and maybe some solutions, some things, you know, get other people's inputs. I think that would be probably my number one thing I need to work on. But since I'm so isolated, Oh, shout out to Hayes, to my brother, CEO Hayes. He actually, one of the few people that reached out, sent me a text message when the whole quarantine shit started. It's like, yo, how you holding up, bro? You good? You doing all right down there? I'm like, yeah, I'm straight, man. It's nothing. Being in the house, it's nothing to me. Shit, I don't go nowhere. No way. So other than the gym, working home. So, you know, I had to come to an acceptance that, yo, this is what it is, because working from home now, it's like, damn, I'm always home. But I've gotten to the point where I've accepted it. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, nothing really has changed for me other than not being able to go to the gym, not working out as much or as often as I would like. But, you know, anyway, back to some of my other tips. I remember when I was younger, I was able to reach out and I would call a few people, especially cousins, my older cousins. Most of my cousins got between 8 and 10 years on me as far as age. So they're older. They've been through it. I remember there was a time maybe in my early 20s when I would reach out to them whenever I was having a problem, whenever I was going through something, and they would be able to kind of, you know, give me their insight. Sometimes I got a lot of bad advice. Other times I got things that were relatively helpful. But over the past 10 years, I've kind of withdrawn from my family for the most part. I used to, you know, call my aunts, call my grandmother, call my cousins, just hit everybody up. But I think the longer that I've been away from them by being in New Orleans, most of my family's in DC area or Pennsylvania. So the longer I've been away from them, the less often I would talk to them. And then, you know, everyone kind of has their own lives and you just kind of move on. But I used to be able to do that. Now I don't feel as if I really have that rapport with someone that I can just say, yo, these are my problems. This is what's going on with me. This is how I feel. These are the areas that I may need some help or some input on. I don't do that. So everything's bottled up. What that does is whenever I do reach my breaking point as far as my panic attacks or anxiety and shit like that, it makes it 10 times worse because I have a whole bunch of shit that's just bottled up. Makes the anger even worse. But that's definitely something I need to work on. So that's not really a coping mechanism of mine, but that's something that I need to make one to be able to talk to people. But then on the flip side, my anxiety does not allow me to comfortably talk to people. I mean, I can fake it for a little while. I can fake a conversation with you for about 5-10 minutes or whatever. But, you know, outside of that, I start getting uncomfortable and, you know, I'm looking for ways to end the conversation. And I know a lot of people out here have tried to end conversations with people, but the other person just won't let you end the conversation. Yo, I've turned into a rude motherfucker. I would just walk off while you're still talking. Like, yo, nigga, I've been giving you the signals. Like, all right, man. All right, cool. I'm going to catch you. Fuck it. I'm out. I ain't dapping you up or nothing. I'm just turning around and walking the fuck out because now you're holding my time hostage. But I guess those are some things I felt like I wanted to share here. Hopefully, you know, maybe they'll help somebody. I doubt it, but that's about all I got for y'all. Quick update. I voluntarily went back to work. Now, I went to work in an office. So we have numerous offices. So I went to go work at an office that nobody else is at. So I'm essentially, it's no different for me as far as working there versus working at home because I'm by myself or I'm at least isolated. But I got to the point where every day was the same. I lost track of the days. I didn't even know what the days were anymore. And I didn't know what the date was, anything. Every day was the same. It's like, wake up, stumble around, go take a shower, go out to my man cave, hook up my laptop and my phone and start working from home. And at lunchtime, go outside, do a little workout, then back at it. So I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this shit. So, yeah, I'm back at work now in a kind of a reduced capacity as far as the things that I'm doing. And definitely I'm not working directly around or with anybody. I'm in an office by myself. So we'll see. how that works out, but it kind of feels good to get up and almost have a purpose or somewhere to be. So I did that voluntarily, and you know, we'll see how that works out for me as far as just mentally, you know. Anyway, this has been another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast. And for those of you who listen to Black Law and Legal Lies, we're on a little hiatus until, you know, we get some normalcy back, you know, back in our lives. And honestly, the podcasting industry, the listens and downloads, they've been down across the board for most, even the larger mainstream podcast. So it's like, since the listening is down, the listenership is down, I'd rather take the time to kind of go on a hiatus, take a break from it, and regroup, then come back when, you know, everything's, it's not going to be normal for a long time, or the new normal, should I say. But it's a good opportunity to take a rest, take a break from it, and focus on other shit. So anyway, until next time, people, catch y'all later. Peace.